Good morning, Kent. I'm Cal Cornbread Halverson with your MI Farm Brief for Sunday, August 2, 2026. Here is your weather for Dodge County, MN. Today, a high near 79 degrees, sunny. Tonight, a low near 59 degrees, mostly clear. Now for Cal's market read. At Friday's close, corn slipped about 4 cents and beans slipped about 1 cent. Recent trend, over the last 5 sessions, corn has eased and beans have eased. That is the backdrop your cash bid is moving against. Here is our read on why. Cutting the other way, demand still reads firm per tri-state neighbor. Durham prices continue to hold in trading range. Honest truth, the tape does not hand us one clean reason today, so take this as our best read, not gospel. Stocks point higher into the open. S&P futures up about 0.3%. A firmer tape eases the borrowing and input cost mood your lender watches, though it does not move your cash bid by itself. Now, here is what moved across the wires from my news desk. Story 1. Durham prices continue to hold in trading range. And while Springwood prices have been able to rally somewhat because of recent weather conditions, Durham has not followed. Email notifications are only sent once a day, and only if there are new matching items. Story 2. Barn boards and baling wire. Henry Aaron is still revered in Wisconsin. When I was a kid, I wanted to be a great baseball player like Henry Aaron. He is the author of Shining Moments, Visions of the Holy in Ordinary Lives. Email johnsonwalt@gmail.com or call 440-339-0676 to reach him, or write to W172N7735, #932, Menomonee Falls, Y53051. In addition to working with his Story 3, study shows health risks higher for rural residents. The Morrow plots on the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign campus mark 150 years in production this year, the nation's oldest continuous Story 4. Agweek TV full show, cattle pests, spring wheat conditions, right to repair, graze able. The latest Agweek TV episode digs into USDA decision to reopen some cattle imports from Mexico, even as fresh New World screwworm cases have producers on edge, part of a broader look at the pest bug and cattle herds this season. With a hot, dry summer baking the region, the show also checks on how the spring wheat crop is holding up as harvest closes in, and storm tracker meteorologist Lydia Bloom warns the heat and dry stretch will likely hang on through early August, even as shorter days hint fall is coming. Farmers notched a win in the right to repair fight over their own equipment, though some argue the deal falls short of true independence from the dealers. The episode wraps with a fun profile of NFL player Gray Zabel, who splits his time between the football field and working South Dakota farm fields, giving you plenty of reasons to catch the full show. Story 5. Len Rich, cash poor author, says conservation ag is a financial advantage. It dives into the big economic challenges facing farmers today. We've got a lot of farms that are caught. Get full access now to the most comprehensive, powerful, and easy-to-use online resource for no-tillage practices. Provide expert analysis and decision support to increase productivity and profitability. Story 6. Using precision data to bridge the gap between soil health and crop economics. Companies are now paying real premiums for low-carbon grain, with global brands chasing Scope 3 targets and biofuel makers cashing in on credits like the 45Z Clean Fuel Production Credit. But you only collect if you can prove exactly what your ground did. The catch is that old programs use zip code regional averages, which shortchange careful no-till and cover crop operations and leave money on the table. Harvest Crop Force platform fixes that by feeding your actual machine data, variable rate applications, and management logs into an AI engine that builds an audit-ready record of your specific acres, then handles enrollment, payment, measurement, and verification for you. Since 2023, ARVA says it has helped farmers regenerate over 4.4 million acres across 9 countries and cut 3.4 million metric tons of CO2e, turning soil stewardship into a second paycheck. Story 7. At least 3 killed, 2 injured in Idaho shooting, suspect dead. 1. 2026, 7:07 p.m. EDT/updated.org. The identity of the suspect and a possible motive were part of the investigation, Hicks said. A nearby Chick-fil-A said it was closing Saturday as a precaution. We are working with the Twin Falls Police Department to assist in the ongoing investigation. Dennis Romero. Dennis Romero is a breaking news reporter for NBC News Digital. Story 8. U.S. agrees to pause attacks on Iran subject to rapidly making deal, Trump says. We have just been asked by Iran and other Middle Eastern countries to hold off any attack and that the perimeters of the deal has been agreed to, Trump said in a post on Truth Social that officials described as heavy strikes. Military confirmed it had executed a heavy wave of strikes on Iran, hours after Fox News reported that the president in a phone call had vowed to beat the FGS out of the country. Dennis Romero is a breaking news reporter for NBC News Digital. Story 9. Russian grain lobby warns Black Sea attacks threaten wheat exports, spark famine. Russia's main grain lobby, the Union of Grain Exporters and Producers, warned Friday that drone strikes on Black Sea ships and ports could soon halt wheat exports and spark famine in the world's poorest countries. Both sides have escalated attacks on grain terminals and cargo vessels, with the Ukrainian strike reportedly causing significant damage to a major export terminal at Russia's port of Taman. Russia's defense ministry said its forces hit 31 Ukraine-linked ships in 1 week, while Ukraine's UAC union says Russian strikes near Odessa are choking its own harvest exports. The Russian union projects a shortfall of 30 to 35 million metric tons, about 15% of global wheat trade, a gap it claims no other supplier can fill. It forecasts wheat prices climbing to $340 to $370 per ton, possibly past $400, driving food inflation on a scale like the COVID era, with the Middle East and Africa hit hardest. With the UN-brokered grain corridor now collapsed and talk of a possible air ceasefire, this fight between the world's top wheat exporter and a leading grain rival could ripple straight into global prices that matter to every corn and soybean grower. Story 10. Grain exports from Russia's Black Sea ports could nearly come to a halt due to drone attacks. Ukrainian drone strikes on commercial ships and port facilities have ramped up through July, and Russia's grain exporters now warn the whole Black Sea export route could grind to a stop. A hit on the port of Taman badly damaged one of Russia's major grain terminals, according to a Reuters market source. The Russian Union of Grain Exporters and Producers figures wheat shipments could drop by 30 to 35 million tons this season, about 15% of all global wheat trade, and says other countries cannot make up the gap. If the disruption drags on, FOB wheat prices could climb to $340 to $370 per ton and possibly top $400, which could spark another round of world food inflation. Middle Eastern and African nations that lean heavily on Black Sea grain would feel the worst of it. Meanwhile, Ukrainian farm groups say Russian strikes on greater Odessa ports are choking their own exports right in the middle of peak harvest, so this fight is squeezing grain supply from both sides at once. And now, a stop at the coffee shop. Here is today's joke. The banker said, "You should diversify your operation." The farmer said, "I already am. I've got corn, soybeans, and hope." Here is Cal's quiz. The 1933 Tennessee Valley Authority Act brought electricity and flood control to how many southern states? A. 3. B. 5. C. 7. D. 9. And the answer, 7. FDR signed the TVA Act on May 18, 1933, and the dam system indirectly proved out the rural electrification model that came to Midwest farms 2 years later under the REA. Source: USDA Rural Utility Service History, TVA Archives. That is your brief. Have a safe day in the fields, and thanks for letting MI Farm I ride along this morning.